That green juice really cleaned them out real good. Real good. The creep, he speaks. Everybody smells their feet. It reeks. Briefly, I'm just gonna do me.
Get a disease. You're my fucking god, jeez. Jeez. Luis.
Yo, I knew you were gonna come up with some Luis. Yo, damn. I'm feeling the wave.
Bro, I told you the
I'm
wave.
I'm feeling the wave. Whoa,
bro,
the wave.
Big, the big wave is no joke.
Yo, honestly, with all these earthquakes recently, I really feel like there was going to be a tsunami, bro.
You think? Man.
Nah, that would be the craziest shit ever, though. A tsunami out here, bro? Nah.
Yo,
I'm good,
that's why
dog.
I wouldn't want to live by a beach, man.
I'm far enough to where I get unharmed if there was a tsunami.
Oh, yeah, facts.
Yeah, so... I mean, but I could get in Long Beach, so the beach is right
there.
And
the
I like going
time.
To the beach, bro. I like going to the beach. That's the spot to get away at night, you know? That's the vibe.
Drinking some what is that? Homebrew and Long Beach and getting a fucking natural disaster happens.
No.
Oh my god.
No.
It's a wrap. It's a whole fucking wrap. That's a, you know what though? That's a, I wouldn't mind going out like that, man. Having a good time in LBC.
And a tsunami
hits? A tsunami
nah,
hits.
I'm good, dog. No. I'm not gonna go out like that. All
right, so what? So like, what's the thing? What's the?
How can I go out?
Yeah.
The best way to go out, huh?
For you.
For me.
On some real, shit.
On some real shit. I wouldn't want to be involved with drugs, so I'm not gonna do the whole mob dealer like yo. Like Tony Montana went out like a fucking boss, bro. You know,
yeah,
that's how he wanted to go out.
Coke.
You know, he planned that. He planned his...
Light it up.
Facts.
Just like how I lit up the bathroom.
Oh, damn, bro.
That green
Fuck.
Juice.
That green juice, the real
Yo,
deal.
How would you go out, man?
I'd probably want to be going out because of the water. Yeah, for sure. But not
okay,
a tsunami.
Okay. Okay.
Not a tsunami.
So what, drowning or something?
Yeah, for sure,
okay.
Drowning.
Damn, that's rough right there.
Yeah, like, I was just in the middle of the ocean for whatever reason, because I'm terrified of the ocean, but I was out there, and then...
It just happened.
It just happened,
it
bro.
Just happened.
You know, like
you were just out in the
like
ocean.
I completed my journey of life, though, already, you know what I mean? Like, I fucking became successful already. I fucking conquered what I needed to conquer. Life happened. And, like, I just happened to take a voyage on the fucking ship. And the ship sunk.
On some Titanic shit.
Nah, not like that. Nah, not no romantic fucking ending and
okay,
shit.
Okay, just
nah.
Straight up. Yo,
just straight
I'm
up.
Just,
I was on a
I'm
ship,
out
bro.
Here and
that
it's
shit.
It's fucking
that
it's
shit
time.
Sunk, bro. It's time. It was my
Damn,
time.
Damn, bro. You know what?
Maybe.
Oh, the ocean. Had a rainy day.
Damn, bro.
Rainy day.
Rainy fucking days, bro.
Clothes soaking wet. No one's around. There's no island. No waves in the water.
No waves
no
in the
waves,
water, bro.
The water
no, actually. No, nah, because you see, if I had the wave factor, then it's just like equivalent to a tsunami, you know? Mm. Like, I don't want it to be equivalent to a tsunami. Maybe a whirlpool.
Oh, shit.
That's the way to go out, bro. That's the way to go out. A whirlpool?
That shit sounds fun. Look.
Yeah, low key, bro. You going on a ride, dog. You know what I mean?
That shit sounds kind of fucking like on a whole level of being scared and anxiety. But it's like, yo.
But you're not.
Whirlpool?
You know, you're dead. You know what I mean? You yeah. accept what's coming your way. And like even when you're dying, you're not completely dead till like 10 minutes later. So then like all that hits you, you know?
Damn, it hits you in the afterlife.
Yeah, bro.
So you show up at the gates. Yeah.
I'm
so
here.
Was that fun enough? Was that
yo, did
was
I yo, y'all like the way I went out or what? Yo, that shit was dope. Yeah. Motherfuckers out here don't even know how to go out. I fucking chose that
God.
Shit.
Oh, fucking water park type shit.
Mm-hmm.
I would go I think
how we go out, bro.
Damn man.
I'm telling you, that whirlpool one is tough, bro. I mean,
yeah, that's it's a little crazy.
What, a tornado? You want to be up in the air now?
Nah, man, I hate flying, man. I hate flying.
Okay.
But if I don't know, just like, you know, if I was to go out in the air, I would have to be drunk, bro. Like if I was on a plane and the plane just so happened to just being like, hey, you guys, it's going down. You know, I don't know.
Where's the wine at? Yo, bring me the shots.
Give me all of that shit.
Give me all of it.
Let me get nice and drunk. Sheesh. And hey, bro. But the way that I would say the best way for me would probably be, it'll probably be, damn, this is going to sound crazy. Snowboarding. I don't know how to snowboard, bro, but I feel like, you know, like you go hit the trip, you hop on the little
uh-huh.
sitting thing where it goes across.
Yeah.
And then you're like, the instructor's like, okay, all right, so you plant your feet here, now go. And I'm zooming, and I'm fucking scared for my life. You know what I'm saying?
And
I fly off the fucking cliff, bro.
No.
I fly off the fucking cliff.
But, like, I don't think those, I think the way, like, if they, you know, if, like, they tell you go, you know, like, if you're in a fucking area where it's, like, residential, you know, like, the people like that don't know how to snowboard, like, yeah. That's not possible, you know? Like, you're not going to fly off the cliff.
Well, maybe I just chose to do some dumb shit.
Then you're on your own. One of the days.
Yeah, one day I just chose.
You drop down in the copter, though.
I thought, damn, a copter?
Yeah, because you were fucking successful as fuck, so you took your copter down there, and you were,
damn,
like,
I
on some ballsy shit.
I thought I can kill the game.
Yeah, you were like, I'm with the shiz.
I think that, honestly, though, I think snowboarding for me, going out snowboarding, I think it'll be pretty fly, bro.
I would like that.
Not no avalanche, you
no,
know what I'm
no, but just, you just like flew.
Just
honestly,
fucking,
if you
I,
fly off the cliff, bro, like, I think that's a vibe.
I made a jump, and yeah. I thought that the jump could land me somewhere, and it actually landed me to my death. It's fast. It's fast. I was having fun. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, fuck.
That, to me, I feel like that's dope. Bro, I don't want to burn in a fire.
Yeah.
I don't want to fucking get shot. I don't want to get hung. I don't want to. Like, you know what I'm saying? Let me go out kind of having fun. You know what I'm saying? And that's why if I was in a plane and a plane was going down, let me be drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Because at least for me, you know what I'm saying? I think that's a cool vibe. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to be fucking, because either way it goes, you're going to be scared.
Right.
So choose how you want to be scared.
That's why I'd rather go out. You know, the ocean's one of my greatest fears, bro. But that's why I'd rather go out. I'd rather go out, you know?
Go out spinning?
Yeah.
I fucks with it.
And by myself.
Yeah. Damn, I don't even remember how we got here. But
Yeah, bro, my mind fucking...
Yo, talk about some fucking crazy-ass shit. Oh, my God. Yo, everybody, welcome to the EPP.
The EPP podcast.
I'm your host,
podcast.
Slim.
EMT in the mix.
We're doing our thing here in Downey, California.
At the shop,
what is that across the street?
Shop.
Is that a
Pet
store?
Boys.
Oh,
Pet Boys.
Pet Boys.
You want some donuts?
Damn, nah, bro. I've never.
What
seen
about the second oldest McDonald's of all time, right here at the corner?
Nah, bro. I'm good. I was just looking out of your doorway, I see a lot of cars. I've never seen so many cars parked in front of a Pet Boys
on a Sunday. I mean, there's a lot of cars behind us that are frequently moving. I don't even know. I haven't seen this many on a Sunday.
Yeah.
But like I said,
church, man.
Yeah, we got
the worshiping the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, bro.
You know what I'm saying? They doing
Hallelujah,
their thing.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying? They're probably out on their way to go get some lunch. You know what I'm saying? Get some sandwiches.
Definitely.
Yeah, but it's interesting to me because I've never seen so many people at a Pet Boys. It's the weirdest shit.
Bro, it's the oil change, bro.
It's time.
I mean? Yeah, it's time, bro. We be up in there, bro.
Getting
oil
change. Getting the synthetic oils.
Yeah, you got to, bro.
Getting the synthetic oils and getting your battery recharged.
Yep, $81, you know, $50 bucks here
hey,
and there.
You got to do what you got to do, man.
Take care of your cars, bro.
Yo, I wish...
There's fucking motors that could be powered by water and shit, you know?
Yeah, but people be getting get killed for that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? The government, they don't want us to have that type of shit. They don't want us to run our car on vegetable oil. You know what I'm saying? They don't want us to run our car on
you see, that's what I don't really understand. It's like, why wouldn't you allow humanity to just continue existing? And you know what I mean? Why, you know, like... you could still make money off of all of this shit. You feel me?
Oh, no wonder.
You could definitely.
Technical difficulties, but we're back.
You could definitely still make a shit ton of money off of all this shit. Just set more laws and change things, you know?
I think it's more of, it's not about that. I think it's more of the reestablishing, you know? They've already built something, so why take it away to restructure? It's a lot of work, man.
It is, but that's I feel like, the dopest part of life, you know?
Rebuilding?
When you keep rebuilding. And you keep rebuilding. And you keep rebuilding. You know what I mean? Because that's ultimately how you evolve.
Right.
And how
right.
you become better.
Right, right.
Because, you know, like, for instance, I'm in a situation where, yeah, I'm kicked on the floor and I feel a certain type of way about myself and my situation,
but
you know?
Rebuild.
But I got to rebuild.
Facts.
I got to learn. I got to move. Yeah. I got to use it as fire, you know? Yeah. I can't see
Burn
it as
the fucking house down.
Facts, bro.
Well, not literally, but.
But you know what I mean? Yeah. You have to.
Yeah. I fucks with it.
That's the only way, bro. It's the only way. You can't. It's not that you fucking have a choice.
Well, so do you think they took out not Thomas Edison. You think they took out fucking Tesla? Nikolai? Good old Sir Nikolai?
I don't know.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Oh shit! I think they took him out, bro.
I know they've taken out I know they've taken out guys, but they've gone as far as, like, there's a guy that, you know, my buddy was telling me about one day. He was reading a book on this guy who he invented an engine that ran off of water.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I think I heard about that.
And like, that guy was fucking sentenced to a crazy house, and that, you know, he had mental issues when he completely didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And then they took all his work and just fucking fried all his work. And
that's what they want you to believe, though. They want you to believe they fried the work, bro. They photocopied that shit.
And then fried it.
Definitely want to keep it for themselves
for
future. The future. Yeah. You know,
but it's like, why?
Toyota, they got some shit like that.
They run on hydrogen.
It runs on hydrogen fuel. Yeah. It's not enough gas stations around.
Right. But it's like
the move. It's a move.
No, because even those, you see, you're running off of hydrogen, you're not running off of water.
Facts.
You're creating water in the process. That's what you're giving off.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not running off of water. So it's a whole nother factor, because there's still a fucking, there's that atomic, there's that fucking, you know, the hydrogen and the oxygen bond. Molecules bond, so there's that fucking energy reaction, that chemical reaction,
right,
that takes place in the hydrogen engine and releases the H2O.
Mm.
Whereas in, like, if you have water, think about it, bro, like, you're probably gonna either break up that water, or that water is gonna cycle through and become vapor or something, you
right.
know.
But I think we're on the right track, though, because we're trying to get rid of gas,
right? But I mean, we could have gotten rid of gas fucking 20 years ago.
Yeah, but now they see that the earth is getting, like, overly fucked up. You know what I'm saying? So it's really time to restructure this shit.
Why do you, I mean, like, you know why you don't run on, why you always run on gas? Because of oil. If you don't have oil, you don't have money. So how are you going to make your money if you're running off of water?
It's restructuring, man. Restructuring, rebuilding.
You lose a lot of money, so you're not on top of the world anymore. Now these guys are on top of the world, and they get to construct things the way they want.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't.
Right.
Because they're not in control.
Mm. That's heavy, man. It's heavy shit.
You see, that's more interesting than politics.
Bro, look, we got Lyft, Uber, Airbnbs, shit you can share, tuxedos.
You can rent my car.
You can rent the car. Yeah.
Yeah, like, come fuck with me, though.
It's everything, man. Sharing everything. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like it's not really, it's not good, man. It's not good. And that's how I honestly feel. It's just not good. People.
It allows you to meet,
feel ownership.
Right, but it allows you to meet different people and across any way and any vibe and any spectrum, because it's like, I can meet somebody and not know anything about them. But because we met online, we can meet each other and fucking create something together.
Right,
interact with each other.
There's definitely some benefits.
And then we can find out that maybe the universe put us here because, you know, ultimately, you don't know. Nobody knows where we go after we die. So
Facts.
We all
you can't come back and just tell us.
Facts. And we all come from a certain place, you know. Obviously, the people you connect with, you're probably from a similar place because that's why you guys connected.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so it's like you're ultimately drawn from the people that you're from that same place, you know?
Right, right.
Wherever that is.
I don't know, bro. I just feel like it's going to end. It's not going to end so good, man. Like,
I mean, it's not, bro, because I mean,
recession shit really fucked up a lot of people.
Bro, nothing. Bro, this shit's going to fucking. Honestly, bro, that's why with all this negative shit in music, like a lot of the music is now negative. I want to see how we can make the negative positive.
That's only mainstream music, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Because if you go and you search, there's definitely a gang of fucking artists that they just, you know what I'm saying? Their creation is crazy.
It's crazy, bro. Mainstream music is negative. But I'm saying, like, how can we penetrate even mainstream music to where
it
you can have these depressing melodies, but now we're talking some real shit, you know? Yeah, like, let's turn it up.
Let it fly, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucks with it. Damn, that's crazy, man. I saw a tweet on Twitter, mm-hmm. and I saw the video. And interesting enough, because, you know, I do lift sometimes.
Right.
So I ran into this guy. He was saying that he came up with an idea like that. And I actually think that's the idea, the whole the pod sharing shit. And he's right. the one that's a part of it. And they're bringing it to L.A.
No.
And I told him straight up. He was like, what do you think? I told him straight up. I was like, look, man, I was like, for, you know, I fucks with it, but I don't. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it is good for people that move here and they're just starting off. But you can't be afraid to lose money. You know what I'm saying?
You got to know what it is to suffer, bro.
You have to.
That's the only way you're going to fucking evolve and improve yourself and grow.
Yeah.
Because you got kicked and you got pushed down a couple times.
Yep.
And life fucking slapped you around a couple times.
And you got right back up.
And then you knew how to fucking get up because you're a human and humans get back the fuck up.
100%.
And then you're like, oh, all right, cool. This shit's not going to happen again. Yeah, I really need to take a piss, bro.
Do your thing. I'm about to go ahead and play that that break music. We about to go on a little break, but we're going to be right back. Yo, just to let you guys know, we're drinking on this this shit called Big Wave. And I warned EMT, you know what I'm saying? Like, a few of these, you're going to be riding with the wave.
I'm riding the wave for sure.
And you know what I'm saying? Big Wave does the fucking job at riding, making you ride the fucking wave. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, yo, we're back. Welcome back to the EPP.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, I'm your host, Slim.
And EMT.
And we finished off talking about the change in society when it comes down to neutral gas, well, natural gas, hydrogen fuel,
pods.
Yeah, share pods and stuff like that. And the recession, you know what I'm saying? And with the recession, I don't know, I kind of feel like with the earthquakes in L.A., well, Southern Cali, and even, what, Vegas, I think.
Yeah, Vegas
felt it too.
Shit.
Yeah. Soon the housing market is going to get fucked up, bro. I feel like we got a big quake coming soon, man. I think so.
In the next 30 years.
Who said that?
They're saying that. I saw something. It was like advertised on
the
news.
In the next 30 years?
Yeah, within the next 30 years, something big is going to go down.
Bro, that's like looking at your phone and saying, how hot is it going to be outside? Is it going
to
rain?
Like, you know what I mean? That's the thing in life. It's like, why do we have to know these things?
Shit, I'd rather know and not be surprised. You know, I'm just, you know. And even if it's not going to happen, at least I saw the information. That's why I said it's like looking at your phone and asking if it's going to be hot or if it's going to rain. Mm-hmm. Because it might look like it's going to rain in fucking L.A. one day. And you're like, oh, shit, it's going to rain. And then you look at the weather and it says it doesn't. And then next thing you know, it fucking starts pouring outside. And then the next day, you're like, oh, shit, let me look at the weather. And it says it's going to rain. You go outside and it doesn't fucking rain. I'd rather have the information given to me.
Right.
Than be struck as surprised.
So do you think they control the weather?
Hell yeah, bro. I think so. I think we have the technology, man. I think we have I don't think that technology is as easy as pressing the button and be like, yo, I want it to rain tomorrow. I don't think it's that easy, but I do think we have the means to be able to manipulate the weather.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I think that's where we are right now. And I feel like a lot of what's going on is they're actually hiding a lot of the technology. Bro,
right.
How scientists, the way that scientists think is like, how do we advance as a civilization if we do not fuck with shit?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Cloning sheep, cloning babies, doing all types of shit, bro. If you're going to clone babies, think about how much other shit they've probably done out there. I was actually listening to this podcast by Joe Rogan.
Mm-hmm.
And he was interviewing a guy who worked at this spot called S4.
Right.
Which is close to Area 51. And this dude, he reverse engineered alien spacecraft because they were saying that, you know, aliens is crashing and shit like that.
Right.
So this dude, his name is Bob Lazar. You ever heard of him?
No.
Bob Lazar, scientist. He got hired. He started reverse engineering. He said that the alien spacecraft was big as fuck, but it only had three floors. The bottom floor was where the navigation happens. Mid floor is where, you know, they sit down, they pilot the aircrafts. Top floor, I don't know, some other shit. But the aliens were about 3 feet tall.
Right.
He said the technology was so advanced that there was no way that you can even put it into the elemental chart. With the shit that they're using to pilot this aircraft, it doesn't fucking exist. So he called it Element 115. People were like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck are you even fucking talking about? So he was like, yo, I guarantee you it exists. He went on a news media. He did an interview because they basically kind of threatened his life. And so all the shit that he was saying that happened.
It's a synthetic chemical element with the symbol MC and atomic number 115.
Yeah, the name of it starts with an M or something, right?
Yeah, moscovium.
Yeah, some shit like that. Some shit like that. But he said this shit, I want to say 20-something years ago or something like that. I mean, don't mark my words. But he said this shit a long time ago. And now they just fucking found out, yo, 115 is real. You know what I'm saying? And this is something that...
Yeah, it says, is one of a number of super heavy elements with an atomic number greater than 104 that are so short-lived they can't be detected in nature. Scientists can, however, synthesize these elements in a laboratory by smashing atoms together.
That's interesting.
I mean, when you smash atoms together, it's like you're creating life. You could do a lot of things manipulating with atoms.
But that's what they were trying to do.
Yeah.
That's what they were trying to make happen when it came down to this element. What the government, I don't know if this is true. I'm just going based off of the information that I looked up and what I saw on the film and what I heard on the podcast. If the government figures out how to work element 115, they can do whatever the fuck they want, basically. They can create gravity as one. You know what I'm saying? They could create life. They can do so much shit with this whole process. You know what I'm saying? So they hired him. What's up?
With this element.
Yeah, yeah. And so that's why when it goes back to the whole do you believe that the government is able to fuck with the weather and all this shit? Bro, I think they can do a lot of shit that they're keeping under radar because normal people they can't understand it. You know what I'm saying? People will lose their fucking minds. But to people who are probably like me and you and, you know, other people who understand that conspiracy theories, if they are real, you can't freak out.
Right.
It'll be okay. You know what I'm saying? But what that would do is it'll just change the whole way you live, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Like, let's just say hypothetically aliens existed.
Right.
It's going to change everything, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Religion is going to change. The way that we look at our fucking cars is going to change. The food that we put in our system is going to change.
Everything.
The whole shit is going to change, man. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's part of the reason why if aliens exist, I think they exist. But let's just say if they exist, that's probably why they're hiding it. You know what I'm saying? Bro, how long has it been since the first, I don't know. Can you look it up? The first alien space crash. I think it was probably Roswell. You know what I'm saying? Roswell came through, and I think it was probably in the fucking 50s or something like that, where people started coming up with all these reports and shit. But that whole thing, you know what I'm saying, from that time till now, you gotta think about it. What have they been doing?
Yeah, Roswell is the first.
Yeah, see?
Roswell is the first,
you know what I'm
saying?
Like, they had that time from Roswell up until now to fuck around. So fucking
and understand what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. It's real shit. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think we're the only ones in the fucking universe. You know?
Can be, bro. The multiverse is in our favor, dog.
Oh.
It's crazy. Like, I look out for signs now, you know?
Mm.
Because things talk to you and things speak to you. Mm. Like, ultimately, like, even that whole process of what I went through.
Yeah.
Like, I saw every sign. You know, I told you, like, I was at the store and they were playing that song.
Yeah.
You got to let her go. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Doing shit like that. It's like, I already, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I picked that sign up. I just saw too many signs and it was like, boom, it didn't let me down, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the universe was speaking to me and it sucks.
That's the thing, though, man. Like, yo, the universe is so fucking crazy, bro. Because when you look around you, when you start paying attention to things, you start realizing that there are certain things that are geared to you as a person.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's so crazy. One story that's crazy as fuck. I mean, I talked to my pops about this not too long ago, but one thing that happened to me a long time ago was I was going through it, bro. I was like down and out. You know what I'm saying? I was going to school, starving student and shit like that. Luckily, I didn't have to pay rent where I lived. I had about 3 roommates and shit like that. Our crib, we had no food. And when we did have food, it was like we would put together a meal.
right,
of random shit. So yeah, like whatever we found, basically. So if we found rice, Vienna sausages, noodles, bro, mix that shit up. Yo, everybody eats. You know what I'm saying? You get a plate, you get a plate, you get a plate, and it's gonna be some random ass shit. And we're gonna sit there as a fucking family at the table, and we're gonna eat. I couldn't think of anything that I was that was as raw as that.
Yeah, it's the real shit.
You know what I'm saying? And I was going through that, and one day I was kind of like, yo, I'm so fucking tired of this shit. You know what I'm saying? And I was too proud of myself. I didn't want to go to the county building. I didn't want to go get food stamps, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's embarrassing, bro. Like, walking into the fucking grocery store, you pull out the card and you swipe it.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Honestly, bro, if I, like, I wouldn't be embarrassed, but I'd just understand the situation I'm in and push through that and use that as a motive, you know? Like, I'd just be like, fuck it, I'm down and now I'm here, but fucking, I'm not gonna stay here for too long, you know what I mean?
I mean, I definitely felt that, you know what I'm saying? I definitely felt like I wasn't gonna be there for that long, but it was still like just imagine standing in a line and everybody's pulling out their debit cards and they're paying with their cash. And as soon as it's your turn and you open up your wallet, you pull out the EBT card. You know what I'm saying? Like, there is nothing wrong with getting government assistance. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with it. But due to how I felt and the situation I was in, I felt like it was a little embarrassing because I knew for a fact that I could have been in a better situation.
Right.
And I had to amount to something like that in order to get off my feet. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? As long as you don't stay there forever, it should be all right. But anyway, you know, past that, I was too over myself to even get something like that. You know what I'm saying? Right. I didn't want to get it. So I starved, bro. I grind, you know. I had to get every piece of cash I could fucking get. And I told myself one night, I was like, yo, I'm tired of this shit. And so I went to school one day. I got out of school at like 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I walked down the street and something told me, yo, look down at the ground. I kid you not, man.
There was a Benji.
You caught it. You fucking called it, bro.
Benji, bro.
It was right there. I looked around and there was no one around me. I picked it up. I took my ass to Ralph's that was down the street and I bought milk, noodles. Like, I bought everything that was cheap enough to be able to get as much as I could, right, with that amount of money. I went home. Everyone questioned me and shit like that. I was like, shit, I don't know. Like, I just have it. But I wasn't selfish with it. I could have been, but I wasn't.
Right.
The next week, I got out of school, walked down the same street that I always walk down. Something told me to look down. I looked down, more fucking money. I look around, I pick it up. This shit happened about 4 or 5 times, man. I'm not lying to you. It was the weirdest shit. And after that happened, I looked at it and I was kind of like, yo, I feel like the universe was, you know what I'm saying?
It was
trying to take care of me.
Yeah.
Bro, this shit went so fucking far that I walked out. I used to smoke cigarettes and shit like that.
Yeah.
And what happened at the crib I was living in, what would go down is, since we didn't have money to fucking, you know, buy cigarettes, mm-hmm, we would look under the couch and shit like that. We would look for coins. We would smoke cigarettes that we had nearly to the butt. You know what I'm saying? Like, we was just stressed. We was smoking. And I was like, yo, you guys, I'm just off to school. Put on my backpack, left, started walking. As soon as I got downstairs outside and I made a right, something told me to look through the gates. I looked through the gate. What the fuck do I see, man?
Benji.
No, bro. A fucking pack of cigarettes.
Oh, brand new pack?
Brand new. Like, unopened with the fucking plastic and shit over it.
Damn, that was the devil right there, bro.
Bro, something. I don't know what the fuck it is. Yo, I don't know what the fuck it was. Shit, it could have been a fucking devil. I don't fucking know. It was a strange. It was fucking weird. The weirdest shit was happening to me. And funny thing about that pack of cigarettes is it was in Japanese. I never saw this pack of cigarettes in my life, ever, anywhere. You cannot walk into a fucking liquor store and get this pack of cigarettes. It was in Japanese, bro.
Yeah.
Where the fuck did they come from? Brand new and Japanese?
Plastic was still sealed and shit.
All I had to do was just rip that bitch off, and there it is, my 21 cigarettes ready to go. Yo, it was the weirdest time in my life, and this was around a time where I was like, I was studying law of attraction.
Okay.
I was studying law of attraction, grounding myself, trying to balance your chakras.
Right.
I was heavily into spirituality. Mm-hmm. I wasn't doing like witchcraft or anything like that. It was more of, yo, the universe is ours. And if we know how to communicate with it, it can make us feel better.
Right.
And so that's when I started practicing thinking positive. Yo, I'm going to school for a positive reason. Yo, when I go to school, it's all positive experience. When I leave school, even though I'm going to a fucked up situation, it's still positive because it's helping me grow. Everything that was in my mind was thinking positive.
Right.
And that's when all that shit started happening. So I cannot explain how it happened or anything like that. All I can say is with what you were saying, the universe, it's weird, man. Shit just happens. You know what I'm saying?
It talks to you, bro.
It really does.
It really does, man. It talks to you. You ultimately talk to yourself, but you talk back to it. And so that makes it just an ongoing cycle. But that's the thing. There's more signs that we know than we know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's probably signs happening around us right now that we are just blind to.
Facts.
And they're just fucking going by right now, and they're happening, and, like, you know, maybe you fucking catch up on them tomorrow or in a week.
It's like the
maybe
song.
You just thought
it's
about
the
it.
Song you were listening to, bro. When the fucking song I started playing, and it was, like, all sad and shit
Exactly.
That was the universe talking to you.
Pull up to a gas station, pick up some gum and some drink right before I go meet somebody to have a conversation with. And then that song starts playing, and that song is pretty much giving me the answer to the conversation.
But how were you feeling before you heard that song?
I was just kind of neutral, bro. I had smoked a bit, so it kind of put me on a wave where I'm just kind of mellowed.
Yeah.
You know, I was just kind of chiseled, like just boom, you know, just mellowed out, bro. Just
coasting.
On the line.
You were
coasting.
Just coasting. Yeah.
You know, so I had my own music I was listening to. You know, I was listening to some other shit, some like shit that kept me calm. Wasn't the most positive, but it wasn't depressing or anything sad. It was just a chill vibe to like, yo, keep strong. And then I had to hear that fucking song, bro.
Yeah.
I had to go in there. I had to take my headphones off. I had to fucking listen to whatever the fuck was playing, and that fucking song was playing, bro, and it was straight L, bro. Like, I just knew, like, you're going to walk into an L right now, and you're going to go home riding your bike, going home in an L. Like, it's just going to happen, bro. And it sucks, bro, because I couldn't talk to that person about anything. That person kind of just closed all their doors on me and didn't give me a chance.
Well, you know what I got to give you now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Bro, that's just one L. That's all. That's just one. One out of the many you're going to commit in your life.
Yeah, bro. You dropped the L right there, bro.
Yo, but the crazy part about that, the reason why I asked you about it is because it's like, it took you to take your headphones off to hear that song.
Right.
You were, before that, you were in your own zone. You were basically blocking out everything.
Yeah, I was allowing myself to be in control of everything.
Yeah, until you had to take the headphones off, and then, it was like, I'm exposed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And see, then it, man, was telling me something else. Like, bro, I was listening to Let It Fly. Yeah. I was riding the bike, bro, and I was letting it fly, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I
yeah.
was fucking, like, somebody probably would have seen me and thought I was crazy because I have headphones on, which they probably don't see because it was my little small Beats.
Yeah.
So then I was just, you know, and I'm fucking yelling like, yo, yeah, you know, I am worth, you know what I mean? I'm fucking all
pumped
up. Oh,
you were spitting, huh?
Yeah, bro.
Okay,
I'm all pumped up and shit. And so it's like, then, you know, bro, somebody ran him in the street like, yo, this crackhead ass fucking kid. But I mean, I was dressed.
Oh,
nah, bro, I was dressed dope. You know what I mean? Like, I was dressed clean. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I was just fucking pumping myself up and then get to the gas station.
Hmm.
And you jump back into reality and fucking reality hits you with the truth.
Yeah.
And you can't run away from the truth.
It's fucking rough, man. You never know what the universe has in store for you, man. But that's why I'm not really a big guy on the whole, oh, yeah, put your trust in this or put your trust
now, you
in
see,
that.
Like, to me, this is kind of like with this whole situation happening, this like where I kind of start giving up on faith.
Damn, bro.
But I don't give up on life.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
It's like, put your faith in this. No, bro. Put your fucking energy into this.
Yeah.
You know? And you either need to get replenished with that energy back or you're not, you know?
But I feel like,
because it's like, I could put all faith into this, but at the end of the day, faith let me down, you know?
Yeah, but
I feel like,
if I would have
put
more
energy into something,
I feel like,
then, yo, that energy could have potentially been reciprocated.
That's true. But I feel like even with that whole thought process of what you're talking about, I feel like it was all temporary, obviously.
Right.
So in order to heal, you have to just roll through the fire, bro. Not run through the fire. Not stand in the fire. Just roll through the fire, bro. Lay down. Lay
roll
down. And through the fucking
drop
fire.
And roll.
Facts.
Stop, just drop.
Roll through the fucking fire. You know what I'm saying? And after you get up, you know, dust yourself off and continue with life. You know what I'm saying? Because if you stand in the fire, you're roasting, basically, obviously, you're roasting yourself. You know what I'm
right.
saying? You're torturing yourself.
Right.
If you run through the fire, you're trying to escape, but you're going to end up facing it again.
And
but if you roll, through the fire, you're essentially, what you're doing is you're saying, look, I am strong enough to take this. So when you actually stand back up and you dust yourself off, you've already conquered everything.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel about the situation. And luckily, what happened, it wasn't, you know, for 4 years, 5 years, six
yeah.
years, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? It was only a year, but it definitely felt longer than a year.
Yeah, it just sucks because of the things that happened within all that time, you know? Probably,
yeah.
Probably went through, like, things that happened within that year probably were more things that happened within my past where it was, like, that was something that was for, like, 4 or 5 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But ultimately, like, I'm thankful to have things like we're doing right now to keep my mind at least working and
yeah,
somewhere else. And
have
helps.
Outlets.
Yeah.
Outlets, yeah.
So having some outlets, having cool people around me. You know, and ultimately what I see is just that we were on two different paths.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, you know, I'm thankful for having the people I have around me and having the things I have around me. Whereas in, like, that individual's, like, cutting everything off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like we drifted apart because we're chasing two different things where we might be chasing one, but that other person didn't allow me to chase that one with them and still live those separate paths. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that is something you can ultimately do. But, again, that was a choice that the other person chose, and, you know, but it's all gravy. everything's gonna be cool. Like I said, we're gonna be making bangers, you know, coming up this summer. We're gonna throw another event. We're about to fucking pop off, bro. We're gonna get in there, fucking.
That's what I'm fucking talking about. Create, that's bro, what the, you know, fuck now, I'm talking about.
No,
God damn
there's
it.
No excuses, bro. You know what I mean?
None,
there's nothing,
bro.
There's no distractions. You know, if that
None.
Person ultimately comes back into my life one day, that would be awesome. If it doesn't happen, then you know I'm ultimately moving forward and just have to stay focused on the things that I want to accomplish.
Fucking talking about, man. Fucking growth.
So I gotta just grow and fuck it, bro. You know, things come and go, and just focus and just focus.
That's what I'm fucking talking about, man. That's what I'm
it's
fucking
tough,
talking about.
You gotta focus.
You know what I'm saying? And I
yo,
think
like I was watching some Mike Tyson videos yesterday, bro. Like Mike Tyson was the shit, bro. Like the and like I he's just perfect for like he's just perfect for like the intro of a fucking beat, bro. You know what I mean? Like, just have him say some fucking shit.
Like what?
Watch. I got you right here, bro.
Oh, shit.
I got you right here. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
shit.
Hold up. Right here, bro. You know what I mean?
Hey,
you know what I mean, bro?
I
and
fucks
you just
with
drop
that.
The fucking beat, bro.
Yo, you got to send me that.
Yo, we're going to put this shit on here, bro.
Yeah, I fucks with that.
Watch,
yo, Mike Tyson is fucking hilarious, man.
Bro, the shit he would say, bro.
And he was so honest with it, though. That's the thing. That's why I fucks with him. He was so honest with the shit he was talking about.
Watch, bro. There was fucking... Bro, which one is it, bro?
You guys want a fucking piece of this? You guys want a fucking fight?
You know what I mean, bro?
Oh,
like, that's
man,
just,
yeah.
That's just
yeah.
the motive, vote, bro.
That's what
that's
I'm talking
vibe,
about,
bro.
Yeah.
Like,
yo, you guys, send me those fucking links,
yeah,
man.
Bro. This is
you guys want to fucking get hurt?
You know what I mean? Like, yo.
Yeah, no, Mike Tyson, he's the truth, man. And honestly, he will still knock somebody out. He will still knock you the fuck out. Unfortunately, his hands, I think, are still considered as weapons. So he'll get locked the fuck up.
Yeah, his hands are registered.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I want to get
yo,
my
hands
registered. Hey, bro, fucking put my print. Put my fucking fist up on the wall, bro. Register my fucking fist.
Yo, just thinking about the fact of you getting ready to get into a fight and then telling someone, hey, I just want to let you know I can't fight you because my hands are registered. What would the other person think? Like,
they think you're bullshitting and then they're going to try to beat your ass and then you show them that, yo, bro, I told
yo,
you my
get
shit's
locked
registered,
up, locked
bro.
Up real quick.
No, that's when you kick them.
Oh, yeah,
you
know
what?
I
mean? That's when
true.
You just fucking just
that's
drop
true.
Kick the motherfucker.
I fucks with that, yeah.
Or that's when you learn some jiu-jitsu, bro, and you just...
Man, why
you know,
I never really thought about that. If your hands are registered...
No, if you, no, bro, don't. Yeah, but definitely don't kick them because if you kick them, you can go to jail, bro. You kick somebody in the dome,
so
dog.
So you can't elbow them?
No. You got to grab them, and you got to toss
put
them
in a choke
around.
Hold.
You got to choke them out. You got to armbar them. You got to hurt them some other
anything,
way, bro. In a defensive
anything
way.
Anything but your hands.
Definitely. Don't be the aggressor.
Okay. Damn.
Be the oppressed with defense.
Fuck, bro. That's just, I don't know, man.
He
fuck.
Be impressed with defense.
Yo, that's, damn, man. That shit makes me think about these police videos I've been seeing, man. Yo, I saw a video of some guy who was, he was handcuffed in front of his yard and his wife was yelling. And this wasn't a black guy. This was a Latino guy. And dude was screaming. Two cops right there grabbing him. And, you know, why are you moving? Stop fucking screaming. Pulled out a fucking taser and tased him. Then another car arrived, and then they tried to hold him down. Then they started socking him out, just, like, welling on him and shit like that. And it's like, I'm not, you don't, oh, man, it's so fucked up, bro. It's so fucked up.
You know what it is? That's not necessary. Like, it's just as
not
much as
necessary,
like, all right,
and
look,
it's like it shouldn't go on
you,
that
yeah,
long.
We're going to handcuff you, bro, But let's talk this shit out, you know? Like, bro, I'll handcuff you, but let's talk, bro. Like, I'm not going to touch you. You know what I mean? Like, I need to, because they don't listen, bro. They don't care to listen. They're not there to protect you. That's what a lot of people get
that's
twisted.
That's the fucked up part, man.
You know that's the truth, bro. You know, like, if some shit were to happen to us right now, like right now in this shop, they can't come in here unless they receive the phone call or anything. You know what I mean? Like, if, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's not their job, bro. Their job isn't to protect you.
It, you know what? But they would, though. It's like, that's the thing about these cops these days, is that even if they didn't receive a phone call to come up in here, they would step up in here and try to find any reason to, you know what I'm saying, do whatever the fuck they want to do to you, because they have that badge. They don't have boundaries, bro. They just do whatever the fuck they want to do because there's a code of silence. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to protect you because you're my cop, bro, and you're not going to snitch on me. And if I go down, you're going to go down too. So let's just fuck some shit up and get paid time off.
Right.
And, you know, me seeing that video, it was like, because I'm so used to seeing black men being targeted in these videos, man. You know, God, you know, thank you, technology, for coming out with cell phones with great cameras to capture this type of shit. But, you know, when I saw this Latino guy going through this shit, and I saw the officers, and I saw some of them were Latino as well, I was kind of like, yo, what the fuck are they doing?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. What the fuck are you doing? This is someone who is of the same
nature,
and you're just treating them like they're some fucking, like, dog out on the street. And we're, you know what I'm saying? Like, the guy couldn't do anything. There's about 4 or 5 of you overpowering him.
Yeah, that's why when people don't understand what it means to be white privileged, like, that's a real thing.
But they weren't even white, though. That's the thing. That's, so it's like, if you're not of that nature and you're trying to do all of that, then that means you're either trying to get time off or you're trying to please someone else that is in the same field as you.
Fact.
And it has to stop, man. It has to stop. I don't know how, but it angers me, bro, like, to the point where it's like.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, that's one of those things, like, the situation I'm in. You can't. I mean, you can, but it's like, you really. It's really tough. It's really, I wouldn't say pointless, but, like, you're not gaining anything being upset over things you have no control over.
Guess what they did? They just brought into law that you can no longer get arrested for having a certain type of hair. So basically, if your hair is, you can't be discriminated. Yeah, you can't be discriminated against your hair. That's what was brought into law. Fucking stupid. It's fucking stupid. Like, you guys are bringing in these laws and saying, oh yeah, just because I'm wearing dreads, you know what I'm saying, cops can't bring me in for that type of reason. But it's like, go to the real shit. Go to the fact that you have these fucking cops killing people and beating people and getting off all the time. Where's the law for that?
Or a rapist is.
Or a fucking rapist.
No, hold on.
Or a drug fucking
dealer,
person.
A drug dealer is worse than a rapist, dog.
Or,
you tell me, is that
or
the
even,
case?
Even that. Or
yo,
even
you're going to give me 3 years for
the
transporting
abortion shit,
some,
bro. Even the abortion shit.
I don't
they bring, they're doing
that,
all this dumbass shit, man. All
know,
this dumbass shit.
Up, bro.
All this dumbass shit, bro. Like, it's just, it's so fucked up, man.
It is.
It's so fucked up. You know, and I know I probably changed the vibe.
My bad, bro. It's just
No. It's my fault. It's just, it's like, I don't know. I just thought about it, and it really pisses me off, man, because I know how it's like to be discriminated. You know what I'm saying? And luckily, I wasn't beat to death.
Yeah.
And luckily, I wasn't thrown in jail for that type of shit. But seeing these videos and seeing this happen, it really pisses me off,
it's
man.
Just, it's
and
not
it's like
right.
You cannot do anything about it. It just keeps happening. And they know that they're being recorded and they're still doing it. So these videos are not really, you know what I'm saying, not really helping as much as you would like them to. I'm sure they're helping, but how much are they helping? You know what I'm saying? Because nothing has happened
yet. But the only way you ever overconquer that is if you take the people out of the power.
So you gotta take the
but that's not
the
gonna,
captain.
Yeah, but you gotta make the oppressed unoppressed, and you gotta become the oppressor. But a lot of people do that, and they don't know how to do that, and they'll turn to do that in a violent way. They're unsure how to do that, because the oppressor has everybody so oppressed that they're just stuck in this loop.
Bro, I don't understand how someone can get a badge and have a license to carry a weapon and just beat people. It's beyond me, man.
But it'd be dope if everybody can carry a weapon and it's just like, dog, I'm gonna just shoot back,
but
bro.
You
I
go,
mean, there'll be many more shootouts.
You go
but
to,
I mean,
you go to states like
control,
that,
bro.
Go to states like that, bro. They have one of the less, like, their death. I mean, their the toll on having shootouts and arrests and all that other shit is pretty fucking low. It's pretty fucking low, and that's because they have the right to carry, bro. If people can walk around L.A. right now and everyone had a fucking gun, do you really think that motherfuckers is going to just be out there just shooting each other?
To an extent, yeah, bro.
Oh, bro, I think not.
Nah, honestly, bro, I feel like more, yeah, it's just the competitive nature of this exact state and city.
I don't
think
so, man.
Of how people are. Like in San Diego, yeah, that's not going to go down. In L.A., yes, bro. In L.A., where these people are already fucking, they don't want to interact with you because they're just so worthy of, they're the shit because they're from L.A. Like, bro, you know, you got to realize where these locations are at, you know?
I don't think so, man. The reason why I don't think so is because if a person that had a gun illegally robs you, they get away and they kill you. But if you had a license to carry, and if everyone knew that LA was a license to carry state, and someone broke into your house, now the last thing they would want to think about is the fact that you probably have a license to carry too. They're going to be scared, bro. Like, have you ever seen videos of a person robbing someone on the internet, and a person turns around and they pull out a fucking gun? The person that's robbing them starts running away because they don't want to get killed. They don't want to get shot. So I think that if everyone had a license to carry, this was a license to carry state, out in the open too, the last thing that will happen is someone will want to fuck with you, because they know for a fact that, yo, if I'm going to fucking shoot this person, they're going to shoot back. I better be ready to fucking kill this person.
Right.
My life is on the line now. You know what I'm saying? Bro, you see people getting robbed on the internet and they see a gun, they run away because they don't want to get killed. They just want to use the gun to scare the person. You know what I'm saying? And so they can get away with the goods.
Yeah, but that's in this country, bro.
That's what I'm talking about. Here.
Yeah,
you have places like, I'm not sure. I want to say Japan.
Bro, you can go anywhere south of the border. Like, not just Mexico, you can go anywhere south of the border. Like, this is where it really gets down. Like, bro, people out here, they spoil, bro. Or they think Compton is scary. They think all these other places are scary, bro. This shit ain't nothing, bro. Compared to you go south of the border,
it's
bro.
It's definitely nothing.
It's nothing, bro. It's nothing, bro. People out there, they, bro, oh, bro, there'll be motorcycles roaming around and shit. Next thing you know, they just, bah. Bro, give me your shit. Bro, you have your fucking, you're taking a picture outside of your fucking window in your car. I come by with my motorcycle, take your fucking phone, peace.
It's facts.
That shit don't go down like that out here, bro. Nobody finessing the game like that. What the fuck?
You have places like Japan where a lot of people, they just choose not to have guns. And that's because the process of being licensed to carry a fucking gun or even to have a gun is so fucking long They just choose not to even have it.
You see, I feel that, but it's like, yo, be protected too, you know? And it's also too like, yo, bro, like, fuck it. We're all just not going to have guns, and the government's going to just control all the guns and all the fucking weaponry, you know what I mean?
But they can trust.
I can't trust them.
No, in Japan?
Oh, they can trust the government?
Yeah, they can trust them. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, the cops got guns, yeah, but they're not going to fucking shoot us out in the open. You know what I'm saying? I don't even want to fucking get a gun. You know what I'm saying? Because it takes too fucking long to even get a fucking gun. All I'm saying is people who get guns illegally feel like it's right to be able to use the guns against the people who they think don't have the guns until the person who is actually licensed to carry the gun goes after them and wants to kill them, because no one wants to die. That's the whole thing around this, bro. No one wants to fucking die. Even if you're a gangster, you don't want to die.
Yeah, I don't know, though, bro. Like, if you're a thief, I really feel like you're like being a thief is like highest risk.
It is.
High reward.
But no one wants to die.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know,
bro. One of the biggest OGs in the Crip gang, a Blood gang, or whatever, 18th Street, MS-13, shit don't matter, bro. They can be they can go out there and be a hitter. They can go out there and be hired to kill people. They will kill the fuck out of people. Being hired, oh, you about to give me $3,000 to fucking shoot this person? Give me that. I'll fucking kill this person. He's gone by tomorrow. Where's my money at? But the last thing they want to do is have a gun pulled out on them and shot and killed. No one. It's the fucking weirdest shit, man. No one wants to fucking die, bro.
That is some facts.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Yeah, but anyway, going from that shit, you know what I'm saying? I know it took a little fucking turn. You know what I'm saying? It's just life.
But ultimately, too, we're going to die one day, so why not fucking go out like a G?
That's why if I was to go out like crazy, bless.
Thank you.
If I was to go out like crazy, the whole Tony Montana shit, sniffing the mountain coke.
Yeah, I'm with that. I'm with that, bro.
Yo,
that's the way to go.
I've never done coke, but, yo, if I had a gun on my waist and I had people after me, and I had coke in front of me,
and a fucking bitch's ass,
and
right there,
the bitches all over, yo, just twerking all over me.
Oh no, bro, you just could have just hit a line off their booty.
Yo, all that shit. Yo, let me hit all the lines. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa, put them all in a straight line so I can have multiple lines at a time going down the line.
Yo, it's gonna be a fucking party. It's gonna be a fucking party, and then grab my AK-47. Go out there like a boss. It's going to be blood all over their faces, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, you know what I'm saying? Bitch, you was here. You was here fronting. You was out here shaking that ass for me. Don't be afraid when blood is splattered all over you, because I went out like a fucking thug.
Like a champ.
Like a fucking G, bro. Ra, 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 ra. You know what I'm saying? High. Gone, bro.
Fuck. And then everybody's going to remember you, bro.
Yo. They better remember me.
Shit.
The fucking guy that was out there living his best life.
You see, that's the thing, though, bro. Like, I feel like I had three options of life. Drugs, like, to be in the drug game, because I'm Latino, you know what I mean? Finish school and, like, do the whole career path of fucking...
Yeah, the traditional,
traditional
route. Yeah.
Or fucking create. Mm-hmm. And create an empire and create something that I created and evolved over time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, why can't you do the two options at the end at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can, but I don't know, bro. Like, for instance, right? Like, I know my mentality and how my mental works, right? And it's like, I do want to go to school back in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
But with all this situation that happened right now, like, my mental state's not even there.
Yeah.
Like, because... Like, I'm going to be in class thinking about this whole thing that just happened.
Yeah, you're going to start fucking up.
Yeah, and I'm not going to focus in class because it's like, yo, my mental state is just you know. But if I'm doing something else and I'm creating and maybe I'm working another job, you know, making some bread, like at that point it's like, all right, cool. I might not be going to school, but even if my mental place is in this dark place, that's only fumes to fuel me.
Right.
Whereas in like at school, I'm in a very open learning environment,
mm-hmm.
but this shit's not fucking fueling me.
It's blocking you.
Yeah, it's blocking me.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy how that works?
No, you know what? I think it's about being able to enable the whole creative side of you. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people can't create, man. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like if you have that in you and you can do that, the first thing you will want to do is create.
And my homie told me on Friday, you know, he was like, yo, bro, we were walking to go get a 6-pack of beer.
Mm.
Shout out to the homie Ozzy.
Shout out.
Yo, like, I know you have a ton of creations and a ton of things inside of you. Like, just let them out, bro.
Yeah, do that shit, man.
Just let them out.
Bro, if you do not take the leap of faith, you're going to regret it later. You know what I'm saying? You're going to regret it later. You know what I'm saying? You might as well just fucking take the leap now. You know what I'm saying? What it's what the saying is, you miss every shot you don't take.
You got to be a skydiver, bro.
And once you take the shots and you start practicing and you start being better at dribbling the ball and hitting the threes and shit like that, when you start being low-key flawless at hitting the threes and you're successful, then you can take that after being successful and take the other people and teach them to do the same thing that you're doing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like...
Yeah, that's how you would go on to create your empire.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean?
Because it's all, that's help, what it's all about,
that's
man.
That's why it's like it's all about helping individuals.
That's what it's all about, bro.
Because you got to help... But ultimately, you got to help yourself first. And then
it took
you
me a long time.
Around,
it took me a long time to learn that,
people,
man.
And then you fucking build an empire through each other. And like as all of you elevate... Some of you will elevate within each other and with each other, and others will just branch out and you'll cross paths later on in the future.
It's real shit, man. It's real shit.
Like, why, bro, my help project is a fucking genius fucking thing like
oh,
that 100%, I created.
100%.
And it's like, it's crazy because it's simple. It's nothing like, I'm not going to fucking make 1,000 fucking different designs for people. Like, no. I'm just trying to push a message across everybody's fucking brain.
Right,
so
right.
So they understand that it's like, yo, it's not that hard.
Yeah.
Like, school's not going to teach you this shit. I don't think anything's going to teach you this shit. Life is going to have to teach you this
bro,
shit.
Bro, school doesn't even teach you how to take your finances and then break them down to survive.
No, facts. I mean, that ultimately should be taught, but like...
It's never going to be taught,
no,
though.
No, even if you're a finance major, it is to an extent, you know, you'll be better. And ultimately, bro, it always
comes still,
down to
But still, that's something, even if you're a finance manager, you still have to teach yourself
right,
that.
Right, but it still comes down to your organization skills, bro, your priorities.
Yeah.
How well are you at organizing and prioritizing your shit?
Right.
Why'd I lose this person? It's because my priorities weren't straight, bro.
Nah, I wouldn't say that, man.
To an extent. That could be a factor. You know what I mean? It might not be all because of that. But that can be a great factor because my priorities
were
shifted
somewhere else. It could be because their priorities weren't straight.
That too. So my priorities were shifted. But I can speak for myself because I know my priorities were shifted somewhere else.
Right. But that doesn't mean that they weren't straight, though.
Right. 100.
They just curved somewhere else.
100. But that doesn't mean that I still didn't feel any way or care about that individual, you know?
Right.
My priorities were just shifted somewhere else. But, hey, you're still a priority.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so, yeah, so it's like, yeah, ultimately, maybe that person's priorities weren't straight or whatever, but, you know, it's a matter of that, bro. Where are your priorities at? You know, how can you manage all these things? Like, you can do multiple things and focus on multiple areas at one time, but you need to learn how to categorize them all and be like, all right, I could do this all today. I can bang this out tomorrow. Then for the next day, that's why like creating a schedule is beast, bro.
Right.
Because you can see like, all right, I have time for this, I have time for that. And then just be stern and work on this word right here. I'm going to pull out an interesting word that I learned the other day. Where is it, bro? Don't tell me I lost his word, bro. That's gonna.
You know, you can't learn certain things in school, man. And being an entrepreneur is all about taking what you know and putting it in a box and saying, yo, I'm going to use this, and pulling that out of the box. And when it's time to use something else, you pull the other shit out of the box. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people cannot be that. But living in L.A., it's filled with those.
You know what I'm saying? Like, school is cool because it gives you tools.
Yeah.
Just, you know, like, you take those tools and use them the way you want to. Obviously, it's going to give you certain tools and only teach you certain things of those tools.
Mm.
But it at least gave you tools. And once you're out of that place, you can expand and use those tools to your own likeliness or you want to do. You know, I think in life, it's like if we work on our austerity.
That's the word?
That's the word, bro. All
right, so break it down. Break it down.
Your sternness or severity of manner or attitude, right?
Mm.
So, like, in a sentence, it would be, he was noted for his austerity and his authoritism.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like, it's pretty much like, yo, bro, like, this is what I want in life. This is how I'm going to accomplish it.
Yeah.
This is what I got laid out. And this is what I'm about. And I'm stern about this shit. You know what I mean? It's like, I want to be with this female.
Mm.
This is what I want in my life. This is what I'm sure of. And I'm stern about this. And this is what I want, you know? And so it's like, ultimately, a lot of people have a hard time with that trait because they can't be stern about certain things. They move. They wave. You know, they hit that big wave. And it's a big-ass wave that they have to travel to then ultimately become stern and whatnot. Nah, we're doing this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is what we're about. This is what I put forward. This is what I stand for.
A lot of people can't
narrow it down to that.
But that's why you have rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle. This guy took everything that he knew inside of himself and built an empire for himself and his family. You know what I'm saying? And he looked and he was like, yo, this chick right here is the chick I want to fuck with. And when I get to this level, I'm going to look at my plans. And this is who I'm going to make a part of my life. So this dude basically molded his whole fucking life, bro.
Yeah, that's what Meek Mill
did the same thing.
Facts.
I mean, he kind of, you know, Nicki Minaj and shit, they're not fucking with each other anymore. But the point is he was able to get the person who he wanted in his life. You know what I'm saying? It's 100% possible. You know what I'm saying? It's all about plan and calculation. You know what I'm saying?
Timing.
And a lot of people, they don't know how to do that, bro.
Right.
They don't know how to do that. And it's a growing process. And everybody learns that differently. You know what I'm saying? At different times, everyone learns something like that. You know what I'm saying? But everyone eventually gets there. If you have an entrepreneurial type of mind, you know, you can get there. You know what I'm saying? But look, anyway, this is the EPP. I'm your boy Slim.
This is the EMT.
And you know what I'm saying? We're
going to start making bangers right now.
Facts. You know what I'm saying?
So
we got to
conserve the rest of our energy for bangers and spitting the fucking heat.
Movies. Oh.
Yeah. We exiting the building.
Exit the building.
Exiting the building.
Yeah.
You know we are building.
Yeah.
Our careers from the start.
Yeah.
And you know I got a fart.
Oh shit.
But everybody gonna act like they fucking smart.
Chilling. Yeah, I'm straight chilling. Chilling like a motherfucking villain. Yeah, money stacked to the ceiling. Yeah, you know how I'm feeling. Yeah, it ain't no stealing.
Nope.
Yeah. You know, I'm doing what I'm doing, what I'm doing, what I'm doing, what I'm doing, and I'm gonna be here doing what I'm fucking doing.
Yep, I had something to say, but I gotta look in my notes, because I wrote it the other day.
We gonna work on this.
Yo, bro, I was like, hey, when it happens,
Every podcast the freestyles are gonna get better. So don't, you know, this shit trash right now. the freestyles is trash. My freestyles is trash. But yo, until next fucking podcast.
Until next week.
We're gonna come back to you. Podcast should be airing once a week. That's how we're gonna do it.
It's a good thing we did what we did when we did it.
Bro, yeah, you see where I was, yeah, you see where I was trying to go?
Yeah.
That's where I was trying to go.
Yeah, I know.
Is
that's
that what
why.
You wrote?
It's a good thing we did what we did when we did it. Yeah.
Something like
I was
that.
Thinking
yeah.
about that shit the other day, yeah, bro. I wrote that shit.
I'm kind of buzzed right now, so
I'm feeling the wave a
yeah,
little bit. I'm
the,
feeling
the big
this slight
wave. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, up until next week.
Yeah, next week we're on another wave.